Lesson 24. 24th lesson. At the post office.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the nearest post office is?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm a stranger here myself. Perhaps that gentleman over there will be able to help you.
Thank you. I'm sorry to trouble you, but can you direct me to the nearest post office?
Yes, it's in the High Street. As a matter of fact, I'm going in the same direction myself. So it's... 27. 27th lesson. Traveling by sea and air. Last Wednesday week, I went down to Southampton Docks to see my partner off to New York on one of our largest liners. What colossal ships these steamers are when you see them from the landing stage alongside the quay. I had a pass, so I went on board and had a look round. From the top deck, I could see the huge cranes lifting the cargo and depositing it in the holds. I saw members of the crew carrying out their duties in various parts of the ship. One gave his orders from the bridge. Then the siren sounded, and the visitors made for the gangways. Finally, the ship began to move off, and the passengers leaning over the rails waved goodbye amongst the crowd. Slowly, she left the harbor, passing beyond the pier, and gradually disappeared in the distance. A few days later, I myself had to go to Paris. The journey was urgent, and I went by air. I went to the airport by a special bus provided by the company. On the airfield, we saw a large plane waiting for us. We climbed into it, and at exactly 12 o'clock, it took off. Very soon, our magic carpet reached the sea, and shortly afterwards, we saw the French coast. It wasn't long before we arrived at our destination. Our pilot made a perfect landing, and we got out of the plane.